Today, it was about an hour ago, Magistrate Judge Elizabeth Jenkins entered her report and recommendation that the district court judge, who is Judge Whittemore, should enter a preliminary injunction enjoining the city of Clearwater from compelling plaintiffs to remove either the painting or the First Amendment banner, and enjoining the city from prosecuting any violations of the city's ordinance code that were cited in the notice of violation to the Quinteros and the Complete Angler. Now, this is a preliminary order. Judge Jenkins issues a report and recommendation to the district court, and within 10 days of today, the city can object to her order, her report and recommendation, and we would be afforded a chance to respond to that objection. So the city can, in essence, appeal to the district court judge, or it can do nothing, and the district court judge can then act on Magistrate Jenkins' report and recommendation.
And I take it that the district court judge usually takes the magistrate's opinion?
We certainly hope that's the case here, but there is no, I don't have any statistics as to how often it's done. And all I can say is that Magistrate Jenkins' order is, report and recommendation is very, very precise, very well reasoned, and based on the evidence adduced at the hearing, and I might add, on the City of Clearwater's concessions and admissions at that hearing.
Let's say the judge does accept the magistrate's decision. Is it likely, is it possible that the city would just drop it at that and let them keep the mural and the banner?
We would certainly hope that the City of Clearwater would not continue their fight and waste taxpayers' money during these difficult times.